Of the 122 Virginia legislators who ran for re-election in 2015, guess how many won? 122. Not a single incumbent lost their bid for re-election. Coincidence? Hardly. Critics say it's mostly due to gerrymandering, in which legislators redraw district lines to ensure they're packed with voters necessary to stay in power.
I'm sorry to quote the president, but the elections are rigged.
Chris Cavaller is a member of the activist group 50 Ways Rockbridge in Lexington, and gerrymandering has become his number one rallying cry. Here he is speaking at a mock town hall in Vinton in February for 6th District Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte, who has declined to meet in such a face-to-face forum for several years.
Now, a lot of folks start falling asleep when you say the word gerrymandering because it sounds complicated, but this is actually the key of everything.
He points out that Virginia votes purple, splitting votes pretty evenly between Republicans and Democrats. But that is not at all reflected in the state's legislative makeup.
Our House of Delegates has a supermajority of Republicans 2-1. And they've done that strictly through gerrymandering. It is legal because they write the laws.
Both sides are equally guilty of gerrymandering, depending on who's in power at the time of the U.S. Census, when districts are redrawn every decade. The last census was in 2010, and time is running out for a fix before the next one in 2020. Virginia's constitution requires that districts be, quote, compact and contiguous, unquote. That means their shape is supposed to resemble something close to rectangles and squares. But 11 districts in the Commonwealth look anything but. Some have been described as a toilet bowl seat and a snake that's been run over by a car. These crazy-looking districts are the focus of a lawsuit brought by the redistricting reform group One Virginia 2021. Defendants in the case include the State Board of Elections and the Republican-controlled House of Delegates. The core issue, according to One Virginia, is whether compactness means anything at all, or just anything the legislature says it does.
The only people we find that aren't really gung-ho on redistricting reform are the legislators themselves. It's the batter wanting to call his own balls and strikes, and I think we need to get an umpire in there and some clear rules.
Brian Cannon is an attorney and executive director of One Virginia 2021.
What you see when our legislative bodies cease to represent us, which is where we are today, and they cease to be able to function, which is where we are today, then we get executive orders proliferating that either one side of America or the other side of America hates. We get an expansion of the presidency well beyond what our founders intended, and we get people who disengaged and distrust our government. That's a recipe for the demise of our republic.
A lawyer for the House of Delegates in the case argued that the same criteria was used to draw the district boundaries as in previous years. Therefore, it's not gerrymandering. Meanwhile, voters are pressing their delegates to take a position on gerrymandering. Cavaller met with 8-term Republican delegate Ben Klein of Rockbridge in mid-March.
He does seem open to what I think is a clear fact. Currently, the districts are unfair and the process of creating them is unfair. He told me that he saw there was a lot of room for improvement, and that to me is a very good start.
They each gave the other homework.
He asked me to come back next time with some specific proposals, and I asked him to investigate what would it actually take to get a bill through the House of Delegates and actually onto the floor for a vote and passed into law.
In an email, Delegate Klein said he is always willing to meet with constituents. But he and Republican Dickie Bell of Highland County both declined to comment on redistricting. Republican delegates Tony Wilt of Rockingham and Steve Landis of Albemarle did not respond to requests for comment. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.